started first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave on the NFI.
To tell me. on, we gotta move. I'm sorry. We gotta move. Excuse me. We gotta move. Give it to me on the flow. Just for you, brother. Just for you. Turn it all the way down.
Thought it was the end. Yes, I did too. I thought it was over. Yes, I did too. I thought there was a period after my name, but I did too. I thought there was nothing else you could do. Yes, I did too. But it's just like Jesus. Just come past the right path. It's Jesus. He showed up at the right path. Yes, Jesus. He showed up at the right path. Friend, we have a Jesus.
Yeah.
Sticks closer than a brother. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Jesus.
Show up at the right time again. I did what I could do. I tried out all the options. I went to doctors for 12 years straight. But what I needed was you. What I needed is you.
What I needed is you.
It was just like Jesus. Show up at the right time again. Doctor after doctor. But only Jesus had the cure. He showed up at the right time. Sickness after sickness. But only Jesus has the cure. Remind you that he'll show up at the right time. He'll show up at the right time. We trust your timing. We trust your planning. We trust your will. Show up at the right time. Show up at the right time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
You gotta believe.
that he is the answer to everything.
I gotta give him glory. bless the Lord. Come on, give him glory. Hallelujah. Come on, give him glory.
North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
clothes in a coat of many colors. I am wrapped in the light. I am held in the arms of a loving father who's lying in a pit, but I'm walking the palace now. Once I was a beggar, now I live in the king's house. Because red was the blood this day, white was the light to pull me from the dark. Gold was the crown you placed upon my head to show me who you are. With mercy and grace, I've been embraced like no other. To be your brothers, I know you understand. 'Cause I've got dreams that can seem to give me troubles. Lying in a pit, but I'm walking the palace now. Once I was a beggar, now I live in a king's house. Because the blood is taking me. Why was the light to pull me from the dark? What was the crown?
You'll see my story's not over. It's just begun. Did not have a song of praise. presence healed my days, and clouds blocked my way. But there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still in me. Lay here and give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is long for this moment with thee. I choose to worship. Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I choose to worship. Just say it with me, come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go, don't know, have nobody to talk to. But I made up my mind, I'm going to worship you. In spirit and in truth, I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming after you. I'm a living witness. He'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now.
I'm going to worship.
I can't lay here and die. I got to seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now.
He's
healing me. I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing me. Yes, he is.
Heal me. I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship you.
I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on. Come on, it's got a made up mind. Come on, to bless the Lord at all times. In the midst of every test, every trial, I've made up my mind that I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm gonna worship. My heart is long for this moment with thee. I choose to worship.
do it a little different this time. We're getting ready to go through the hood, y'all. Will you listen here? Been working for the Lord a long time, yeah, since I was a little boy. But I can't stand here and lie to you and say that all of my days have been joy. So cold breeze talked about me. In fact, they've even made me cry.
Yeah.
But through it all, y'all, I made up my mind that I ain't keep on looking to the hills, y'all. I know I'm gonna see the sun. It gets so hard sometimes, y'all. But I'm not gonna let that bother me, y'all. Jesus is able to hold me up. Hey, he won't let me fall. I feel pretty good right now.
Breaking point, losing my patience and contemplating on giving up. But I gotta keep looking up, cause the God that I serve is faithful indeed. He's in this world that he'll supply all of my needs. And I believe, so I will achieve, cause I know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So the situation I'm facing, no need to worry, cause it ain't gonna last long. I just gotta keep believing and pressing on, pressing on. Hey,
I gotta keep
pressing on.
That I gotta keep. Lord have mercy. Can I encourage my soul right now? Sometimes I'm gonna get through to make it all through. Oh no, my mama never said never gonna be days like this, y'all. But if you read in your Bible, my friend Joel will tell you, oh, a man told him a woman, hey, I love your day, y'all, and sure not full of trouble, but ain't gone all right now. Let me ask you, do you believe, do you believe in me? Oh, I'm working hard, trying to make. Behind my back, get the line of my name, but I gotta go on. We in the hood, y'all.
Gonna get what you think you deserve. If you think that's how it works, my friend, it don't. There are many things you have to learn to do before God can release what he had for you. While you're waiting on your blessings, work on yourself. Here are some things that you gotta learn. You gotta learn how to kneel and pray. You gotta learn to not complain. You gotta learn to ignore the mess. You gotta learn how not to stress. You gotta learn to watch your phone. You need to learn to watch your mouth. You gotta change what's in your heart. So who you can handle. Please understand, God knows what you want, and he also knows what's in your heart. If he give it to you now, you may crash and burn. You gotta learn how to wait till it's your turn. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all the other stuff will be added in time. I'm only sharing with you what I know, because these are the lessons I had to learn. You gotta learn how to kneel and pray. can be bad. The trials come to make you strong, but these are the lessons that will help you grow. I'm trying to share with you what I know.
Hang on,
yeah. You gotta learn how to kneel and pray. You gotta learn to not complain. You gotta learn to ignore the mess. You gotta learn how not to stress. You gotta learn to watch your tone. You gotta learn to watch your mouth. You gotta change what's in your heart.
Nothing to gain. We're not magicians. We just put magic into our music.
Just trying to figure it out, fighting doubt, trying to believe God, trying to watch the words in my mouth and stay on the ground. Trouble come and go, even on the mountain high or the valley low, but never let your faith go.
Never let your faith go.
I've been there before, so confused, don't know which way to go. Stressed out, world so crazy, might as well
stay in the house.
Been trying to rise up. Got terrible skies,
they look like us, but we know who we trust. Trust for the thing that we gon' be alright.
Tell them,
we gon' be alright.
Let's go.
Alright.
Say
we gon' be alright.
In these last days, evil times will come in a
day to day.
Look at all the hate, senseless crime and murder.
Yeah, day.
Human trafficking, racism, police brutality, bullying, rape, trouble the same.
Show me your pillars for people that pray.
Let your kingdom come and let your will be done
in the earth.
Let your glory rise, let your sun shine.
Let it burn through the dark.
Hey! Even through the storm and the rain,
we will shout,
hey!
Cause we know that the night, we gon' be alright.
Hey, all things from together,
we gon' be alright.
Jump, get from me up, do you want?
We gon' be alright.
Hey, so don't you worry about it.
Oh no.
Don't you cry about it.
Oh no.
Hey, I believe I'll receive every word that he promised me.
We gon' be alright.
Oh, Jesus.
We gon' be alright.
Control the someone who just
we gon' be alright.
Oh,
we gon'
good God.
Be alright.
Oh, good
be
God.
Alright.
Battle, if it's done, this hit us to the long stand. This don't fight. We know that
we gon' be alright.
It's gonna be alright now. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright now. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright now. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright now.
I will be satisfied.
Satisfied.
Hey. Request Hotline 2024. It's heard Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to call in at any time at that 563-999-3020. There are men and women of God that are standing by to pray with you. And now, let's join this powerful man of God that's coming forth to bring forth prayer on this wonderful day as God continually bless each and every one of us. And now, let's go live to the power of prayer. Request Hotlines. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad in him. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in him, and we're going to magnify his name and lift him up on this Tuesday, giving God all of the praise, the glory, and the honor. For the joy of the Lord is my strength, and he is a very present help. Oh, my God, in present time of trouble. And on this day, we come to pray and to intercede for those of you that are going through some trials and tribulations in your life. I'm Overseer Reverend Thurlin Kearney, and I'm going to be praying with you on today. And I want you to join me as we prepare our hearts and our mind to go into prayer on this day. And there are many right now that need a breakthrough. They need a deliverance. There's somebody right now going through a surgery in the hospital. There's somebody right now that is going through a court battle, and they're believing God for that breakthrough. There's somebody right now believing their son or daughter is going to come back home in the name of Jesus. Let us go into prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, on this Tuesday, giving him all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Eternal, everlasting God, we come before you on this day, giving you all the thanks, the glory, and the honor, acknowledging that Jesus is the Son of God. We ask you, O God, to hear thy prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, that those that are listening today, God, those that are interceding and touching and agreeing with us, oh God, we ask that your hand will be upon them to give them a full instruction on the things that they've asked you in the name of Jesus. Give them a better understanding and a greater insight of the things to come and the things already done in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. We thank you, God, for this opportunity that you have allowed us to come over the airways to pray and to intercede for those that can't help themselves. Lord, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, oh Lord, sins of commission and omission. And even those right now that don't know you, God, we asking that they may walk into the midst of someone that has a desire and heart and will that will share a word of life to them, that will draw them closer to ask, what must I do to be saved? For we are facing perilous times in this day in society. For many right now, hearts are waxed cold. They don't know you and they don't understand. They don't recognize who you are. But we on today, we recognize who you are. And we just want to say thank you, God, for allowing us to feel your presence. To understand that there is something greater than this society, in this time, in this world, that draw us closer to you and let us understand that relationship that we have with you is from the presence of the Holy Spirit of God. Lord, we worship and praise you on today, for these are the days of worship, and these are the days of praise, and these are the days of prayer, and these are the days of fasting. These are the days of peace, joy, love, happiness, and understanding. So let your presence fall in the midst of us on today. For we recognize that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. And as we approach you on today, praying for those right now that are in the hospital, or that are going through a surgery, their body right now, the organs in their body are not functioning properly, but they need a surgery. They need an operation that the doctors has told them. But Lord, we know that you are the doctor. You are the surgeon. And with your hands, the hand that has all power, with your power, you can heal and deliver right in the midst of where they are, even before the surgery. So we speak today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that that person that going through a sickness, that their organs are not functioning, Lord, we ask that you touch right now in the midst of this prayer. Touch their body right now in the name of Jesus. Whether it's a young boy, young girl, man or woman, you see them, Lord, and you know the exact area that they need that touch, that by your stripes they shall be healed in Jesus' name. I speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. I speak healing right now in the name of Jesus, that your power will remove that pain. Your power will erase that has been holding them in bondage and causing them not to function upon their body in the proper way. I speak to that organ right now to begin to operate in the proper way that it need to operate in the name of Jesus. I speak right now, touch that body. Touch that woman, touch that man, touch that girl, touch that boy right now, God, that they shall begin to feel better, knowing, God, that it was you and not man. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Speak to the hearts of those right now, God, that are wicked. Speak to the hearts of those right now that the enemy has come and polluted their mind with filthy thinking, polluted their mind to do things that they know are not pleasing in your eyesight. We rebuke the devil. We tear down every stronghold, every vain imagination. We loose right now the presence of your Holy Spirit in their life. Those right now, God, that has been running from you week after week, months after month, year after year, you've showed them in the midst of their running that you are the way, the truth, and the light. And they continually being disobedient, knowing that you have told them the way to go. But because of their disobedience and because of their wicked ways, the enemy has a stronghold and caused them to go astray. But we cancel every assignment right now in their presence. We speak right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that they shall come in repentance, asking, what must I do to be saved? I thank you right now for the blood. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, for that young boy right now, weeping, crying. That young lady right now, God, she's asking for help. Oh, glory to God. She's tired of running, and she's ready to come to you. Lord, we thank you right now, God. Thank you, God, that they shall come in repentance. No longer shall their mindset be in the same condition that it's been in the weeks and months that it's been. That there will be a fresh awakening to fall upon them, that they shall ask, what must I do to be saved? In the name of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way in that marriage relationship where that man and that woman about to give up. But because of your word and because of your righteousness, because of your love and because of who you are, you're allowing them to see a different side that they never seen before. That they are going beyond the flesh, and they have tapped into the spirit of you in their presence. Knowing and understanding that as they touch and agree and rebuking and casting down those strongholds, that you will allow their household to feel the love and the presence that's needed at this time. That they shall draw closer, understanding and realizing, Lord, that the joy of the Lord is their strength. Realizing, Lord, that as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And as they begin to serve you, Lord, there's a stronger relationship in their marriage beginning to knit like never before. There's a stronger understanding of wisdom and knowledge beginning to fall in their presence like never before. There's a stronger understanding of your word beginning to fall upon their life. That they're beginning to speak life out of the mouth. They're beginning to speak love out of the mouth. They're beginning to speak the things that are pleasing in your eyesight. So have your way in their marriage right now, God, to let them know that the enemy wants to come to try to sift them and separate them from what you're about to reveal and to do in their life, to bring forth greater things than ever before. So we cancel every assignment that the enemy has tried to manipulate and cause harm in their marriage. We speak life in their marriage relationship. We speak unity in their marriage relationship. We speak love and understanding that even now the children have a greater love and a greater relationship with their parents in the name of Jesus. Cover their children right now in the name of Jesus. Cover their children right now in the name of Jesus. Even when they're not in their presence, that they shall know what they've been taught. That they shall understand the word that have come out of their parents' mouth has come from you. The presence of your Holy Spirit is beginning to fall in their relationship. We thank you right now, God. We thank you for the blood that still works. We thank you, Lord, for holiness. We thank you, Lord, for righteousness. We thank you, God, for obedience. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Have your way, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Lord. There's somebody this day that woke up with pain in the body. They've been taking medication after medication, going back and forth to the doctor, and they've still been going through the pain. But Lord, on today, we speak a miracle in their life. We speak deliverance upon their body. In the name of Jesus, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And that on today, they shall receive a deliverance by the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, let the Holy Spirit fall. Let it fall upon them, Lord, that even now they will begin to raise their hands in the presence of where they are, honoring and worshiping you, that they recognize the Spirit of truth. They recognize the Holy of Holiness. They recognize the King of Kings. They recognize that it was you, Jesus Christ, the one that suffered and died and rose again, that we all may have a right to everlasting life. Let the life that they live speak for them. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for every pastor. I pray for every member in the congregation of the church. I pray for those that are listening on today. Whatsoever that ye have need of, that in the name of Jesus Christ, that ye shall receive. If thou believe, if thou believe in the name of Jesus, let your power fall upon their presence. And even now, that they will testify of the power and the change that you have brought in their life. Let them go forth sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and sharing the testimonies to others that there is hope, there is deliverance, there is wisdom and knowledge from you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for peace right now. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in us, that even now your Spirit will arise. Even in the midst of all of the turmoil and frustration, and this society has been caught up with the affairs of this life, thinking that finances gain is a greatness and a way to escape that brings love and peace in their home, not knowing that that's not the peace that you have brought. That is a delusion and a distraction to come to you. In reality, understanding and knowing that you are a spirit. And they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. That ye are not your own. It was you that made us and not we ourselves. That their mindset will be restored in the place that you have given them an opportunity to receive that from you. Knowing that as they recognize that you are a spirit, they have accepted you as their Lord and Savior, that they can go into the depths. They can go into a greater understanding and a greater relationship with you, that you will teach them all things and bring all things back to their remembrance for whatsoever they need right now, that you are in the presence. They need a heart, you are in the presence. If you need to touch their eyes, those that blind, those that have visual problems shall be healed in the name of Jesus. If their mindset has been filtered, and because of the enemy trying to bring forth that spirit that caused their mind not to be able to remember the things that they need to remember, We rebuke that right now. We tear that stronghold down. We send it back to the dry places in the name of Jesus. No longer shall it manifest, and no longer shall it be in their mindset. No longer shall they even think the way that they thought the day before and the day ahead. They shall have a different mindset, that the Holy Spirit of God shall rest upon their head as a crown to restore back their mind, that the canker worms and the locusts tried to destroy the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God is renewing their mind right now in the name of Jesus. From the north, south, east, and west, they shall feel a fresh awakening in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. For that man that got up today and his mind was to bring harm to someone, we would cancel, we rebuke, we send it back to the dry places in the name of Jesus, and we loose right now in the name of Jesus. Your angels are camp around those right now, God, to protect them. We speak life upon those right now today that need a breakthrough, need a word from you that will allow them to receive. We thank you, Lord. We pray for those that are in high positions in the government, those that are in the school system that are instructors and teachers, those that are working in the school to prepare food for the youth in this society. We pray for the children in the schools today. Lord, send forth a hedge of protection in their life. Thank you, Lord, right now, God. Cover them right now in the name of Jesus, from their home to school and from school back to home, that no harm or danger shall fall in their midst, that your hand will be over them each and every day as they go to school and return home. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your word. Lord, we pray that you will touch those that are in leadership, those that are in the government, those that are doing things that are not pleasing in your eyesight, that you will fill their mindset with your word that will enlighten them to do the right things that are pleasing in your eyesight and not of man. For this is the day that we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For this is the day that we're not going to allow no one to steal our joy. For we know today that the joy of the Lord is our strength, that no harm, no weapon that formed against us shall prosper, even as our soul prospers, that we will be in good health on today and the days ahead. We speak life today. We speak unity today. We speak love today. We speak prosperity today. We speak deliverance today. We speak understanding today. We speak wisdom today. We speak in the name of Jesus, giving you all the praise and all the glory, that we can submit ourselves each and every day, humbling ourselves in the name of Jesus, understanding that ye are not your own. It was you that made us. So that allows us, Lord, to know that your spirit dwells within us. It was you that woke us up this morning and started us on our way. Because you have breathed into us life, you have given us that right to eternal life. We thank you for the blood. It still works. We thank you in the name of Jesus for your son, Jesus Christ, this day in Jesus' name. We call it blessed. We call it done. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And y'all know that, listen, I just want to let Lee sing. Can I do that? I mean, I just...
Narrow is the way that leads to a righteous life. On this road, gonna have problems, trouble, misery, and strife. You're doing wrong. Turn around. Cause the wrong you do is coming back. It's just a matter of time. Looking in the wrong place, trying to find happiness, but you're misusing other people, trying your best to get to the best. But if you ask, you shall receive. Seek it, and you shall find. You know what? The wrong is coming back. I tell you, it's just a matter of time.
Can I say mine again?
On this road, it may get hard sometimes. Keep on moving. Sometimes you ain't got but one dime. But call somebody and just keep running. It's coming back.
Yes, sir.
It's just a matter of time. Just a matter.
It's just a matter of time.
Just a matter.
It's just a matter of time.
Just a matter. You may be feeling bad right now. You got an ache and pain. But I dare you to trust in Jesus. And just keep on calling on His name. He'll do it for you. Cause He said that you are there. Just keep holding, holding on. But they said it's just a matter of time. Now somebody said, you'll have it may be grace. Well, let me tell you something. If you live on, you're gonna get that same way. Let me tell you, and somebody go around laughing at other people. I stop by to tell you, leader, keep on laughing. Well, cause one of these days is coming back. It's just a matter of time. You know what? You may say I'm pretty and look down on everybody, but let me tell you something. You just keep right on living. Well, one of these is gonna turn around. Be just like somebody else. Keep on. Keep on praying. Keep on holding on.
I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he opened all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day.
Thanks for listening. And now let's join Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good evening, Pastor.
Good afternoon to you. To God be the glory for all he has done. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. You know, God is a good God and an awesome God. And I say to you, oh, come worship the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. Because I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. I give to God for this opportunity to be here today. I thank God for all my brothers and sisters in Christ. I give honor to my pastor, Pastor Adrian Richardson and his wife, Lady Sharan, and my home church, St. Paul number 2, North Carolina. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank God for Reverend Kearney. Good afternoon to you, Reverend Kearney. And I thank you for receiving the vision that God gave you to open up this platform for all of the minister of the gospels and the teachers to be able to come forth and tell folks what the word of the Lord said. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. I thank God for Reverend Robert E. Ellison sending out the program to you, Reverend, to Apostle Barbara Watkins. Hallelujah. To co-pastor Gladys, can't think of your last name offhand, but you know who I'm talking about, my cousin. Hallelujah. Sister Patricia Jonigan. Apostle Mae Godfrey. Hallelujah. I thank God for each and every one of you, to everybody that I can think of that has called in today that I've spoken to over this past week. And hallelujah, I got a word for you. Hope it's going to lift you up today. I know even if it just lifts one person up, that's all I'm worried about, that one. Because I'm going to tell you what, it lifted me up when I went and I looked and I said, oh, wow, this is awesome. And I understand now why, you know, testimonies lift people up. Hallelujah. Sometimes, you know, the devil can play with your mind and play with your head and you wonder, well, and the devil will come and speak to you, say, well, you know, and you got faith, but somehow or another, it's just not there right now. You don't have it right now. It's not right there that you can put your hands on it. But sometimes things happen and somebody can say, well, you know, God did this for me. And let me tell you what God did for me. in it again, and then you tie a knot in the end of your rope and hang on, hallelujah, for what God is going to do for you, for what he did for you, hallelujah, because see, that's just like the children down in Egypt. He would do something for them, and as soon as he would do something for them, then they would forget he done it. And start doubting all over again. But today we're gonna look into the book of 2 Kings and the second chapter. Now y'all give me some time to be able to see this, because I marked it up and I can't see it that well. And it said, and I know it, but I got to, you know, look at it. And it says, and in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set your house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in the sight of the Lord. And Hezekiah and Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass where afore Isaiah was gone out into the midst of the court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, oh my God, the captain of my people, thus says the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have, O Kamasata, I have heard thy prayer and have seen thy tears, and behold, I will heal thee. Thank you, Jesus. On the third day, thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, even as I open my mouth, let your people hear your word. Let them catch faith, God. Somebody needs something done right now, Lord. Hallelujah, but it seems like it's too hard for them. But, Lord, this man, you told him already that he was going to die. But, Lord, if you change his mind before he could get around to dying, Lord, touch that person's heart that have that problem. Hallelujah, whether or not, hallelujah, what it looked like, oh God, you send healing, whether it be a court case, whether it be a physical body case, whether it be a friendship case, whether it's a healing in a marriage, Lord, whatever it is, hallelujah, because in Mark 11 chapter, you said, is anything, those things that you say, when you pray, believe and you receive it, you shall have it. Hallelujah. And I just read, hallelujah, 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 1 through 5. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to use for a subject, God did it. You know, it amazes me. It really amazes me. People that claim that they're atheists, soon as something bad happened, they say, God did that. He did it. But how is it that they think that God did it when it was bad if there is no God? And that's what they say. But when it's good, they don't put that with God. But let me tell you something. Reach back and get your faith. Come in. Come in. Put your ear up here on this telephone and you listen. God did it if it was good. We tell folks now, we teach folks now that there is no God. A lot of folks are teaching them that there is no God, but there is a God. And one day we're going to stand face to face with that same God that you say that there is no God. We're going to stand face to face with him. And when he start talking, there's nothing you can do about it. He got prophets to tell you. Prophets, hallelujah, all the way back in the olden days he had prophets. They would come and tell the people, thus says the Lord, and some of them people would even kill them because they brought the message of what God told them to tell them. Hallelujah. We see all the way back when Lot was down there in a place he had no business. Hallelujah. And they wanted to take his daughters and he was going to give these men their daughters to have their way with them. God didn't do that. Lot did that. But you know what? God wouldn't allow those men to do what they wanted to do with the angels that had come to Lot's house. Hallelujah. God delivered those angels just like he will do for you, whatever your problem is. And when he allowed all of the men that was trying to break up in Lot's house to go blind, all of the men in the neighborhood, God did it. Oh, yes, he did. Miss A.G., hallelujah, Miss Turnpike A.G., sang that song, everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. She recognized that God did those things. Hallelujah, there's a lot of things that we take for granted that God did. Hallelujah. Just like God took Elijah and entered the heaven, and they didn't even take time to die. Elijah, hallelujah, just left here in a chariot of fire. Hallelujah. And he left his cape for Elisha. Hallelujah. And had, so that he would have twice his anointing. And God will put his anointing on you, but you have to walk upright. Hallelujah, for you to receive that anointing. Oh, yeah, you'll make a mistake from time again. Sometimes your mouth or tongue will take off before your brain crank up. But all you have to do is repent and say, Lord, I messed up, and take off again. Hallelujah. When you do something that you don't have no business doing, the devil will whisper in your ear and say, see there? Hallelujah, look what you did. God ain't saying you. Hallelujah, he ain't saying you. You messed up. You look what you did. Oh, yeah, but God said, if I come to him and repent, hallelujah, he'll throw my sins in the sea. Hallelujah, and they'll never be brought up again. They'll be just as far as the east is to the west. All I've got to do is believe him, because the word for all that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. God can do anything, and he will. I'm going to tell you what God did. He caused an axe to float. Hallelujah. And that's metal. Hallelujah. How many know that when metal hit water, it sinks to the bottom? hallelujah, but God called, hallelujah, the axe to float because the man had borrowed the axe, and it came off the handle, and it dropped to the bottom of the water. But the prophet that was there, hallelujah, spoke to the situation, and the axe got up, and it floated, hallelujah, to the top of the water. Hallelujah, so that the man could return the axe. And then I hear people all the time say that God fed 5,000. Hallelujah, with just 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. And then some say that he fed 4,000 with 5,000 with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. But that is not right. Because let me tell you something. Hallelujah, those men that had those 5,000 men that were sitting there, they had wives and they had children. So it was about 15,000 that Jesus fed. And you said, well, you're saying God did it, but it was Jesus that did that. But see, what you got to understand, Jesus is God. Ha, ha. And the Holy Ghost is God. Hallelujah. All of them is God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for Jesus. So he said foot with 12,000, and then he said about 15,000. We don't know the exact number, but God did what he wanted to. Hallelujah. And then we see that Jesus saved the sinner that was hanging on the cross. People say, well, if you ain't baptized with water, hallelujah, you're going to hell. But you know Jesus can do what he wants to. Hallelujah. Jesus said you must be born again. And that is the truth. Hallelujah. He said you must be born with the water and of the blood. But if you saved at the last minute, if you repented at the last minute, and they don't have time to baptize you before, hallelujah, you die, hallelujah, you'll be saved and you'll go to heaven. A lot of people ask that question. Is it possible to go to heaven without being baptized? Oh, yeah, because a sinner that was hanging on the cross beside Jesus went right on to heaven. Hallelujah, without being baptized with the water. Hallelujah. Then, hallelujah, the Red Sea was parted and let more than 2 million people pass through on dry land. Hallelujah, but God did it. Hallelujah. I couldn't do it, and you couldn't do it. Hallelujah. Happened. Hallelujah. These men, and he even sent the wind through after he parted the Red Sea. Then he sent a wind through the dry land. Hallelujah. And he delivered Israel several times. And every time he delivered them, hallelujah, they turned around and they forgot that he had delivered them. Hallelujah. He needed somebody to go to Egypt. Hallelujah. And save his people. Hallelujah. So he sent Joshua. Hallelujah. Not Joshua. He sent Joseph down to Egypt ahead of his people. Hallelujah. So that when his people got there, hallelujah, he done made, hallelujah, friend with the king and with the governor. Hallelujah. So he was there and he showed them how to save the food. Y'all know I'm excited right here. Hallelujah. I'm just excited. Hallelujah. Then I want you to know, hallelujah, Joshua was fighting, hallelujah, and he told his son to stand still till he could finish fighting. Ooh, got knocked out of a whole fat cow. Hallelujah, he told the son to stand still, and the son stood still and moved back so that Joshua could finish fighting that battle, huh? Hallelujah. In Joshua 10:12-13, not only did he make the sun stand still, he made the sun and the moon stand still. Is that something of what? God did it. Hallelujah. that God called David to go from a shepherd boy to being king. Hallelujah. Only God can raise somebody up just like that. But God did it. Hallelujah. David had all of them people, all of them brothers. Hallelujah. He had seven brothers. Hallelujah. Some of them was tall. Hallelujah. All of them was handsome. And the prophet tried to, hallelujah, anoint those brothers. But God said, these are not the chosen ones. Hallelujah. These are not the one that I've chosen. That's what they look like to you. And he turned around and asked David's father, have you got any more sons? And then they, hallelujah, wanted to minimize David. See, because you, let me tell you something. When you're doing God's will and God's work, people will try to minimize you. And they'll tell you, you are nobody. They will try to cause you to feel like you have no worth. But your worth is in the Lord. Hallelujah. They say, yeah, it's one more down there. He down there with a few sheep. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. If it was one sheep. Hallelujah. If that was his job and he was doing it well, hallelujah, that's all it took. But God had him to send for. Hallelujah. And they brought him up there. The prophet pulled the oil on David. Hallelujah. And then David right on back down there with the few sheep. Hallelujah. Then the king sent for David. Hallelujah. And had him to come up to the palace. But David had to duck and dodge all while he was at the palace. But God knew how to teach David what he needed to know. Hallelujah, to be a king. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But God did. Oh, my gracious, God did. Hallelujah. He was, let me tell you what God did. He called my bucket and talk. Don't you know it would have been okay if I was there? I would have had to say, feet don't fail me now. If the bucket turned around and started talking to me, I knew it was time to go. Hallelujah. And even Jesus walking along there, we still talking about God. Jesus walking around there, this lady, trying to bear her son, her only son. Everybody busy crying. Jesus walked there, and you know you won't sort of put your hands on dead folks. Do you become unclean? But Jesus put his hand on the thing that the son was lying on, and that son set up. And when that son set up again, I would have had to say, feet don't fail me now, because it would have been time for me to go away from there. Hallelujah. He had to ruin the funeral procession. Then he was busy trying to pray for the folks and teaching the folks. And they told, hallelujah, a top in the roof of the building where he was sitting on. And they let the sick down, hallelujah, in front of Jesus. And Jesus took time to heal the sick man. But he said, feet don't, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let this man be healed. And he spoke, and it was so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then he provided food and water for a whole nation. God did it. Nobody else could do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He caused an orphan to be raised. Hallelujah. To be queen. That was Queen Esther. Hallelujah, but God did it. I couldn't do it, but God did it. He caused a bush to burn. Hallelujah, but it didn't burn up. It kept right on burning, but it didn't burn up. Hallelujah. And then he called the fish to open his mouth. Hallelujah, and take Jonah. Hallelujah, to dry land. I couldn't do it, but God did it. God could do anything he wanted to do but fail. Hallelujah. God, even the devil recognized. Hallelujah. The devil recognized what God could do when nobody else couldn't change the situation. God could change it. And God said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will heal the land. Hallelujah. But that's what we have to do. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. And I thank God for, hallelujah, for all this that he has brought me through. When my heart knocked off 3 different times, hallelujah, God woke me up right on time, clothed in my right mind. Of course, some people have a problem with me saying my right mind. But I thank God for that. I think I'm in my right mind. Let's put it this way. I got just enough sense to believe if God said it, it's already so. Hallelujah. I don't care how stupid it looks. If I'm reading it in the Bible and it says I'm supposed to do it, then I'll do it. If the Bible says I'm supposed to speak to a situation, I'll do it. Hallelujah. God is a good God. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. We pray, hallelujah, today for the sick. We pray for the shut in, those that's in the hospital, those that's in the prison. Hallelujah. Those, hallelujah, that's got a heartache. Hallelujah. Whatever the problem is. Hallelujah. When your friends walk away from you. Hallelujah. And you, hallelujah, you feel like you all alone. You feel like nobody care. Hallelujah. Your car might be broke down and you don't see no way of getting it fixed. Hallelujah. But God got a way. He got a way of opening doors that no man can close. And I thank God for Jesus. And I thank God, hallelujah, how he made a way for me so many times. Hallelujah. Sometimes people won't tell you. But there was a time, hallelujah, when I could have been in jail. I could have been in hell. Hallelujah. When we look at other people's situation and we think, well, what did they do that for? But you know what? The same situation they're in, if it weren't for God, it could have been me in the same situation. It was God protected me and God protected you. How did you know somebody wasn't going to cause you to get so mad? You had to do something to somebody. You see, and I see people all the time, they get so mad, they say, I give them a piece of my mind. And I said, well, no more than I got. I'm going to keep all my mind. Hallelujah. And it's God did it. Hallelujah. He protects me. Hallelujah. When my mind don't like what somebody did. Hallelujah. I know that God protected me. He did it. God did it. Now, there's somebody out there, listen to me, that haven't realized that you're a sinner and you need to be saved. If you never told Jesus, Jesus, I'm a sinner. I need you to save me. I'm coming to you, Lord. And you told me to cast my cares on you. Well, I'm your care. I'm my care. I'm casting my care on you. I'm putting my life, my very life on you. I want you to take me to live with you one day. But I want you to save me right now and help me to walk with you from day to day. Lord, forgive me. Forgive all of my sins, Lord. And then, Lord, I thank you. And then once you do that, don't keep confessing that I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner saved by grace. No, once you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're no longer a sinner. You are a saint. And you're walking by faith, it through grace. So don't keep claiming to be a sinner. After you get saved, after you tell the Lord to save you and you accept his forgiveness, the Lord, I accept the forgiveness you offering me. I accept it. Lord, you said you would knock on the door, and if I open it, you'd come in. Lord, I'm opening the door. Lord, how come my sata? Come my sata. Lord, I'm opening the door. You come in, Lord. You sit with me. Hallelujah. And Lord, live in me in the form of the Holy Ghost from now on. Let your Holy Ghost dwell in me from now on in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I thank God for Jesus. And if somebody got saved, call the station and tell them you got saved, you accept that Jesus is Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Now, that's the word for today. But remember, everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. I couldn't do it. You couldn't do it. But God could do it, and he did do it. So God did it. Hallelujah. I'll see you next week if the Lord say so. That's it with the Lord's will. Right back here on the NFI Gospel Radio Network next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. You be blessed. Bye-bye.
And you caught it first on
Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries radio broadcast. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday from 1 o'clock p.m. until 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
And brother, this could be that very day. I have learned in all that happened just to praise him. I know he's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment. I know he'll see me through. He said he would. He has promised. I know ear can hardly fathom all the things he has in store for those who pray. I just feel like something good to happen, and brother, this could be that very day. I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven, and brother, it could happen.
Taking Quartet Music to another level from 8 to 5, it's Quartet Music at its best. And from 5 to 8, it's contemporary Christian music here on the NFI.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Oh, it's a my brother right.
To heaven, I'll see my saints say, oh, Jesus,
God sent Jesus Christ that we may live, that we may have life. He suffered, bled, and died way out on Calvary, and he did it all just for me.
Because he loved me, the man got up.